We are on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Before we learn the Tosfos and on the Sugya, I'd like to be Mamshech what we had said over yesterday, the end of the Shia. The Rambam brings down Hareze Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Shlomim, and if it was Nimlach, Chazore doesn't help, even though it was Teich Kedei Dibo. And the Mephoshim ask, why doesn't it help? Why doesn't Chazore help by Teich Kedei Dibo? They say, Amore de Kebir, that the whole concept of Chazore is only applicable by a Dibo. Person said something, changed his mind, so he's choyzer from what he said. Teich kedei dibo is capable of being choyzer. But by Hegdish, there's a concept of amirosei legevoya kimisirosei lehed yitomi. The amire by Hegdish is equivalent to a maise kinyin. For maise kinyin was done already, and Hegdish was koine, it's impossible to be choyzer after it was nikne to Hegdish. That is why, even though it was toich kedei dibo, will not help chazor. So the Shach asks Akashe, that's a beautiful sfore, but the Gemara in Merube, the Fein Gimel Amud Beis, does not say like this. The Gemara asks Akashe, from Yosi holds toich kedei dibo, kedibo domi. So why doesn't the Chazora help? And the Gemara's machia from this, there's two types of toich kedei dibo, toich kedei dibo koton, toich kedei dibo godol. But al kaponim, we see clearly from the Gemara that the toich kedei dibo, if you hold of toich kedei dibo, and it is the shir of toich kedei dibo, Chazora would help. Zokta Haflo as follows. He says, Be'emesin, we see in Rabbi Yossi a moiridike chiddush. Rabbi Yossi says that if they said gonav v'tovach teichidei dibo, and they were huzam on the tviche, so the eidus kneve becomes bottle. So we see Amir de Kechidish in Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi holds that Toich Kedei Dibo, if it was said Toich Kedei Dibo, it's Kedset, Ken Ilu was said Bedibo Rechot, Berega Echot. And if he became Nifsal, Bishas, Eidis Tviche, so since the Eidis Gneve was also said, together with Eidis Tviche, the Eidis Gneve becomes Bottle. That is Amir de Kechidish of Rabbi Yossi. That it's considered mamish bebasachas. The Chachomim who are chaylik on Rabbi Yossi disagree with Rabbi Yossi. They don't hold this Kiddush. Who's molat viche? Who mishalim tashlume keifel? Vein mishalim tashlume shloisha? The Chachamim say if they were huzam on the tviche, the ganav will pay keifel. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, if it was babas achas, the ganav will not pay keifel. That was the chiddush of Rabbi Yossi, which we consider ki'ilu. The gnev and tviche was said babas achas, and since then nifsal on the bishas edis tviche, so the Eidus Gneva also becomes bottle. I mentioned this is the Raivet Shita, this is the Raivet Lynch Pshat in the Gemara, the Beis Meir Lynch Pshat in the Gemara like this. He said, this is Amor de Kechidish of Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim don't hold. The Chachamim don't hold this concept that it's considered mamish bebasachas. Zokta Haflo further, he says as follows. He says, the Achronim say a svore that there's no concept of Toich Kedei Dibo. Chazore will not help by Toich Kedei Dibo by Amirose Ligvoya, because it's not a chazorah of a dibur, it's a chazorah of a kinyan. Can't be chazorah from a kinyan after it was made. 100%. He says, that is, if you learn the din of Teuche de Dibur is a schus chazor. I can be chazor. After I said it, I can be chazor from what I said. So then there's Amoyredike Svorim that I could say the schus chazor is only by Diburim, not by Kinyonim. That's 100% right. The Gemara asked Akasha and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that the gedder of Teuche de Dibur is pshat etzkilu nemru bebasachas. So he says, if a person says bebasachas tmuras oila, and then at the same time, then he's choize from the tmuras oila, and he says, that time he says tmuras shlomen, I don't want tmuras oila, I want tmuras shlomen. He says, if it was said bebasachas, there's no reason why the tmuras oila should be. Because I'm saying the second dibur that I'm saying bebasachas with the first dibur is counteracting the first dibur. Mehechi teisi, I should say, well, the first dibur was chal already. There's no already. It wasn't chal. I said it should be a tmura soila, and then I said I don't want it to be a tmura soila. I want it to be a tmura shlomim. It's nimlach. So the whole kashim, That the Gemara asked, if Teich de Dibba helps, it should not be a Tmuras Oila by Nimlach. That is according to the Mechudish de Kedin of Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi holds a Pasachas that Teich de Dibba makes it Kilo Nemro B'Dibba Echad B'Rega Echad. So then Nimlach also should help. I said it should be a Tmura Soila. I said I don't want it to be a Tmura Soila. So Mamel, then that was the Gemara's Kasha. Rabbi Yossi said such a Mordek Hiddish. So Mamel, so Nimlach should also help. So the Gemara said, let me tell you something. This Hiddish of Rabbi Yossi is only by Techedi Dibakotten, a Techedi Dibagodl. He didn't say that Hiddish. So Mamel, so therefore, Techedi Dibagodl didn't say that, even though this is a Schus Chazore. That could be, but you can't be chayza by hegdish, als the svare of the achayinim, because since the kinyan was chal, so you can't be chayza anymore. That is pshat in our gemara. And that's number one. So by teich de dibur godol, we don't even have the chiddush of Rabbi Yossi. And number two, could be bechal we don't pasken like Rabbi Yossi. That by a teich de dibur koton we consider ki'ilu was nemra bedibur echad berega echad. So that is why, even though we hold the din of teich de dibur, by tmuras oilo v'nimlach, and he said tmuras shlomim, nimlach doesn't help. Als the svara of amirose legvoye kimsirose lehadito. So, with this he wants to fa'em for Rashi, Rashi, Be'emison, when Rashi was Mavaya Rabbi Yossi, so Rashi said, Keseida, that Aschel Psulayu Mehi Shaito, Shas Eidusam, Shas Paslos, Shekula Eidusachasi, when Rashi mentioned Rabbi Yossi, Rashi seems to mention the Svore of the Raivit, the Beis Meir, that they were psulim b'shas ha-godosim or was said b'rega echot, and therefore, the ganef doesn't have to pay kefil according to Rabbi Yossi als this lomdus. Now, let us just go back to Rashi in the beginning of the sugya. We had asked Akashe, an abaya that holds l'mafreyu nifso. So when he was Huzam and the Gneve, say Bazoi, so it was Nifsal from the Gneve, Lamafreyu Nifsal, so Memele, so they should be potter to pay on the Edis Tvich. So the Gemara said it's speaking about Teich de Dibu Basachas. Teich de Dibu, so Memele, it's no problem. But then Rashi says we have to say first they were huzam on the tviche. Because if they were first huzam on the gneve, so it's akroshe, we hold akroshe lav tchilas azome. So when they came to say eidus on the tviche, they were mukrish. So then they won't be chaya for the tviche, so the huzam on the tviche. So Tosfos says takashe, and this kasha is, and Rashi, if we hold hakroshe lav tchilas azome, so the minute they said there were huzam on the tviche, so automatically the eidus gneiva became hukrash. That's Rabbi Yossi. The eidus gneiva became hukrash. They don't pay kefil anymore. So the eidus gneiva became hukrash, so why do you pay on the gneiva when they're mazim them? We hold hakroshe lav tchilas azome. That was Tosfos Kasha and Rashi, and that's why Tosfos said the Gemara b'Chlalos and going into this Nekuda of Hakroshe Tchilas Hazom, Alav Tchilas Hazom. Zuk Tehilek HaFlo, this Shtik Teure, that Eidus Gneve is Hukrash, you know who the Machaber of this Shtik, this is Rabbi Yossi, is a Shtik Teure. Rabbi Yossi said this, Rabbi Yossi is Chaylek and the Chachomim. Rabbi Yossi says, if Tehuzam and the Tvicha, the Ganav doesn't pay Kev, the Chachomim are Chaylek and Rabbi Yossi. They don't hold this concept that, that it's Ki'ilu Nemro Bebasachas, Chachomim don't hold this. So Memela, when they were Huzam and the Tvicha, the day this Kneva wasn't Hukrash, if you don't hold Rabbi Yossi's Chiddush, so Eidus Gneiva wasn't Hukrash. It's only a Chiddush according to Rabbi Yossi. So let us see the Loshon of Rashi. In Dachsmi Rashi is Moiridik Meduyik. Rashi says, the Kivin, the Idu Bebasachas, and Dachsachmir, and this Rashi is like the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz and not like the Raibit. That's what they really did, the law says. So Rashi says as follows, the Gemara asked the Kasha, they became posel, bishas, since I said, l'mafreyu nifsal, they became posel when they said, eidus tviche. The kivin, the idu bepasachas, leka l'meimer, bishas, eidus tviche, psulam have, vafilu yamrinen l'mafreyu nifsal. So Rashi says, why? So Nemes and Rashi would learn like the Raivet, Rashi should have said, that's the reason. The Kivin, the Idu, Babas Achas, Lekalameime, Bishas, Eidus, Tviche, Psulam, Ave. Afilo, Emrin, El Mafreinis, since it was Babas Achas, so just like they weren't Psulim on the Eidus Gneve, they weren't Psulim on the Eidus Tviche. Rashi says, no. Da Teich, Kedei, Dibur, Ave. It was Teich, Kedei, Dibur. You know, Rashi learns like the Bein Peretz. The Teuchid they did barav, and they could have been choyzer on the Eidus Gneve before they said the Eidus Tviche, so they were ksheirem by the Eidus Tviche. So Memela, Rashi here is going like the Rabbein Peretz. So here Rashi is not going according to Rabbi Yossi. That's why Rashi, that's even the Loshon of Rashi. Is it the Teuchid they did barav, and that's the Loshon of Tosfos. Taisi says, Avel gavn avrei unifso, the kivin chidu babasachas, kshere moyu kshidu ala tviche, that the toiche they did barave. And the balom this is because it could have been chayza. So memele, that's how the afla wants to fam for Rashi. Now, let us go back to Taisvis. Let us perhaps just go quickly over the Gemara and then we'll learn Taisvis. Let's just start again from the Gemara. Rab Yossi saw the Gemara daf ayin gimel amud beis. The top shure, we'll just quickly go over the Gemara and then we'll see Taisvis. Rab Yossi saw toich kedai dibo kedibu dami. Does Rab Yossi hold this, the din of toich kedai dibo kedibu dami? Bosnan. We learned, Arezo Tmuras Oilo, Tmuras Shlomim. Person said Tmuras Oilo, Tmuras Shlomim, Arezo Tmuras Oilo. So we see, we say Tofes Loshen Rishin, and said Tmuras Oilo, Divri Rameya. Rabbi Yossi Oimer im Lekach Niskavim, Rabbi Yossi says, if he meant both, Mitchile, Hoyl vi efshe likroi shnei shemeis keachot. He couldn't say it was eirat mura shlomim. He couldn't say zocha v'shomov, he couldn't say b'bas achas. Is dvorov kayomim. So it's both. If you take a man both, it's both. And what's pshat it's both? What do you do with a behemoth that's a tmura seira, tmura shlomim? So Rashi said, you wait till it becomes a balmum and you paid it in half, you paid it for an oil and half, you paid it for a shlom. That is if he meant both. Vim omar tmuras oilo v'nimlach. But what is if he said tmuras oilo and then he changed his mind? Va'omar t'mura shlomim. So then the din is, areizu t'mura s'oila. Nimlach doesn't help. He said t'mura s'oila, it's finished. Nimlach doesn't help. Va'vinim bo, we asked Akasha, nimlach pshita. A person made this a t'mura s'oila, 10 days later said, no, I changed my mind. I want it to be t'mura shlomim. Fashteitzach, he made this a t'mura s'oila, he can't change your mind. No. We're speaking about the toich kedei dibor. He changed his mind. Rabbi Yossi holds, too late. You can't be choiser. So the Gemara is asking Akasha here, you're telling me Rabbi Yossi holds toich kedei dibor kedibor domi? And up in this cheshbon you could be choiser. And here, and that's what you tell me before, and here Rabbi Yossi is speaking about, and I say, that he can't be choiser. So you see, Rabbi Yossi doesn't know the din of Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Domim. That was the Gemara's kash. Omri, so the Gemara answered, Trei Toich Kedei Dibur Rabbe. There's two Toich Kedei Dibur. Chad kedei shailas talmud l'rav. One is kedei shailas talmud l'rav. V'chad kedei shailas orav l'talmud. There are two types of toich kedei dibur. Ki lesley l'rabi yoisi kedei shailas talmud l'rav. Here it's speaking about the way a talmud gives shalom to a rebbe. How does a talmud give shalom to a rebbe? Shalom alecha rebbe umayri. The nafish, that's a big span. There he doesn't hold of toich kedei dibur, kedibur domi, that you could be choiser. And that's what we're speaking about over here. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds, that toich kedei dibur, kedibur domi, and you could be choiser. Kedei shailas or rav le talmud, sholem elecha islay. Shailas rav le talmud, he says sholem elecha. So in this time span, he holds you could be chayza. So this is the maskonis of the Gemara. If we learn kipshutai, not like we mentioned from Daf Lo, so we learn this. There's two types of toich kedei dibur, and Rabbi Yossi holds of the toich kedei dibur of shailas rav le talmud. Then there's a din of toich kedei dibur. Then there's all the lochis, and you could be chayza. And here we're speaking about by a larger time span, Shailas Talmud L'Rav, and that Toich Kedei Dibur Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of. So then just let's make things interesting. So we had before a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachomim by Toich Kedei Dibur, if Uzam Ala Tviche, if the Eidus Gneivis bottle, Rabbi Yossi said it is bottle, Chachomim say it's not bottle, so it would come out that the Chachomim hold of the Toich Kedei Dibur of Shailas Rav LeTalmud, they also don't hold of. And Rabbi Yossi holds there is a concept of Toich Kedei Dibur by Shailas Rav LeTalmud. By Shailas Talmud L'Rav, less man the polig, not Rabbi Yossi, not the Chachomim, and no one holds this such a concept of Toich Kedei Dibur. Then we're going to have problems which Tosfos will be Ma'ira. Now let us see Tosfos. Hareizu t'muras oila divrei Rameyer. Rameyer said, if a person said t'muras oila t'muras shlomim, hareizu t'muras oila. So the Gemara beperik beis dizvachim, beperik beis dizvachim amrinon, Harezu Tmuras Oilo Ushlomim Mahu. What if he said Tmuras Oilo Ushlomim? Omar Abaye, Boho Moide Rameya. Rameya's Moide. That'll be both. I said Harezu Tmuras Oilo Ushlomim. So I said clearly that it should be both. Vitaimed Abaye. The reason that Rameya holds that it's Tmuras Oilo, Mishum Dahavi Kemoi Tochel Zu, V'achakach Tochel Zu. That means, if he said Tmuras Oilo, then he said Tmuras Shlomim. So there Rameya holds. What if this, if he wanted to be a Tmura Oilo and Shlomim, so why does he say twice Tmura? So Al Kochoch there I may hold by repeating the word Tmura, I want first it should be Chal Tmuras Oilo. Then it should be Chal Tmuras Shlomim. So Memele Balbaisa can't be Chal. If it came ready at Tmura, so it can't be Chal at Tmura Shlomim. Then Ramey holds it's a Tmuras Oilo, according to Abaye. But if he said Tmuras Oilo Ushlomim, if he said Tmuras Oilo Ushlomim, so then he wanted to make it a Tmuras Oilo Ushlomim, so then the Maisel Tak could be both. That's the Svar of Abaye. So then he wants Tochel Zu V'Acha Kachzu. Avol Rove Poligolei V'Koma Dadayin Himachloikis. Rove holds that Tmuras Oilo Ushlomim is also Machloikis. The Kosova Rameya, the Kosova Rove, the Taimish Rameya, Mishum De Daite Shalodom, Im Yechaylem Shneyem Lochel Yechaylu. I want it to be a complete Tmura Soila and a complete Tmura Shlomim. So if it, both of them could be Chal, I want it both should be Chal. Bim Lav, and if both can't be Chal, Tov is Loshen Rishon the Daite Yakam. That's how Rava understood the Meir. So therefore, if he said Tmura Soila Shlomim, that he said Tmuras Oilo Ushlomim, that meant it should be a Tmuras Oilo plus a, and also a Tmuras Shlomim. And he put in a clause that if it can't be both, then Tavis Loshen Rish. V'nimlach Toich Kedei Dibo. So now we have here two memories of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said as follows. Im lekach niskaven, if a person said Tmuras Oilo, Tmuras Shlomim, so it's both Dvorov Kayomim, and if it's Nimlach, so then it's a Tmuras Oilo. Now Rav Pope said that it is speaking about Teich Kedei Dibo. That's the case. It's speaking about Teich Kedei Dibo, and Nimlach doesn't help. And the Gemara understood that why doesn't it help? Because Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Teich Kedei Dibo Kedibo Dami. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. It's speaking about Teich Kedei Dibo, and Teich doesn't hold the concept of Teich Kedei Dibo, that's why you can't be Chayza. Zuk Teisves Amur Dikezach, Lemai Disova Nami Hashte. The Gemara holds now that Rabbi Yossi sova toich kedei dibo lav kedibo domi. Speaking about toich kedei dibo and lav kedibo domi, and that's why you can't be chayza. Nire d'chemiskaven lekach. Now Rabbi Yossi said two things. Rabbi Yossi said you can't be chayza, but if he meant both, then it's both. Then it's both. So Taisa says like this. Nire d'chemiskaven lekach, if he really meant both. V'omar hayoim, today he said Tmura Shlomim. He said today there should be a Tmura Shlomim. But when he said Tmura Shlomim, he meant it should also be a Tmura Soil. He didn't say it today, but he meant it should be today. And l'mocho, tomorrow, he said, v'omar hayoim Tmura Shlomim, mocha Tmura Soil. There was niskaven lekach. So Taisva says, we will have to appreciate, we have to finish Taisva, then we have to appreciate. Nire, So Taisa says, I think there ain't Volov Kayamin. I think it won't work. No, it's Taka Meskavan Lekach. He meant to Taka. The Rebbein Shalom knows he meant it. When I said Tamura Shalom, I meant it should be also Tamura Shalom. I don't want to say it now. Say it tomorrow what I mean. Vahavu k'may dvorim shebeleif. So Taisa says, you know why it's no good? Because it's dvorim shebeleif. You said, yeah, your argument should be a Tamura Shalom. And I also want to make it a Tamura. I'll say tomorrow what I want, but it should be a Tamura Shalomim also. So Taisa says, that's dvorim shebeleif. What does a person hear? A person doesn't hear Tamura's Oila, Tamura's Shlomim. No one's making a cardiogram what you're thinking about. So Mamela, we hear Tamura's Oila. Tomorrow we hear Tamura's Shlomim. You meant it should be both. I'm sorry. Your intentions are worthless. It's Dvorim Shabalei Veinu Dvorim. We heard it should be Tamura's Oila, and that's what we hear. So Mamela, you cannot make it a Tamura's Shlomim. Now, v'davke toich ked. So here it says, im niskaven lekach, it does become both. V'davke toich kedai dibru de mahani, the linyan leforish dvar of mahani toich kedai dibru. So now Taisus is saying, according to the havamina of the Gemara and the havamina understood it's speaking about toich kedai dibru. And Rabbi Yossi holds you can't be choiza toich kedai dibru. So Taisus says there are two dinim in toich kedai dibru. There's one din in toich kedai dibru that I could retract my words. So the Gemara said Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold this. There's no such thing. You said it, it's over and done with. But there's another loch of toich kedai dibru. I could be mefarish what I meant. And if I said t'muras oilo, t'muras shlomim, and I'll tell you I meant both, then even though the din of Chazore Rabbi Yossi disagrees with, but lefarish dvorov teich de dibur bolav. That was the havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara did not know, and the havamina, there's two types of teich de dibur. The Gemara, there's one teich de dibur, and Rabbi Yossi holds there's no schus chazor in teich de dibur, but this din teich de dibur, al kaponim, works that he's capable of lefarish dvorov. That was the havamina of the Gemara, and that's these two halachis. Even the lekach niskaven, It's both. Because it was Teich Kedai Dibur. You need this memory of Rapope. That's what Teich says, Nire. That if it wouldn't be Teich Kedai Dibur, it would be Dvorim Shebeleif. Now Teich Kedai Dibur helps Lefarish Dvorov, but Teich Kedai Dibur does not help Lachsom Dvorov. Then the Gemara says a Teretz. Then the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yossi holds, and you can be Chayzer also Teich Kedai Dibur. But there's two Teich Kedai Dibur. There's a Teich Kedai Dibur of Shalom Alecha. That's called Teich Kedai Dibur. And there's a Teich Kedai Dibur of Shalom Alecha Moira Verebi, which Rabbi Yossi holds. That's not called Teich Kedai Dibur. That span is too long. That's called La'acha Kedai Dibur. Zuk Taisvis, Hashte, Teich Kedai Dibur de Tmura, Airi Teich Kedai Dibur Godu. That, but it was Nimlach. It was Nimlach, and he was Chayza, it doesn't help. That's a Teich Kedai Dibur Godel. V'kiva, the Teich Kedai Dibur Cotton Islay, the Teich Kedai Dibur Godel Leslay, there's two Teich Kedai Dibur's Nire. Now Taisva says, so now the Lomdus is that's a called Teich Kedai Dibur, that's called Lach Kedai Dibur. If it's Shom Alecha Moshe V'Rebbe. Nire. The Teich Kedai Dibur Godel Ein Moyel Klum. It will not help Afilu Leforish Dvorot. Since it's such a big span, Leihave Ela Ka'imer Hayoim, he said today, Tmura Soila, Ulamacha Tmura Shlomim, Tavet Dvorim Shebeleif. And he said, I meant both. And he said, I meant both. Tavet Dvorim Shebeleif. So Mamela, so Taisva says as well, V'hochi Perusha de Bereise. Im lekach niskaven tchilo, the first half of the Bereise. So, you can only have niskaven tchilo by a Teich de Dibur Kotten. Im lekach niskaven tchilo, kloima, shoima Teich de Dibur Kotten, Shedoymele miskaventchil, the way it's said, it looks like he wanted both. Lekach dvorov kayomim vafiloloy niskav, nami. That means, since it sounds like he wanted both, afilu bishas, when he said, Temuras Oile didn't think to make it also a Temuras Shlomim. But since he decided to err on Teiche de Dibbo, and this is a Teiche de Dibbo that mitzad etzem Teiche de Dibbo, it sounds like he wants both. So in this Teiche de Dibbo, he could err on. Vafel Oloi Niskav and Nami, the Kibin de Dibbo Domi. Avol Benimlach, the second case, Kloima, Nimlach means it sounds like Nimlach. Kloim Hashem Atoich Nidibo Godel, Shadoima Kamoi Nimlach, it sounds like Nimlach. Harezet Musoi Lafel Niskaven Tchila Lishneyem, it will also not help. So Miskaven Lekach means it sounds like Miskaven Lekach, and that's speaking about the Ktei Dibo Kotten. And Nimlach means it sounds like Nimlach. And if it sounds like Nimlach, so even though it was Miskaven, it won't help, it's Tom Shemalev. And if it sounds like Niskaven, even though he wasn't Niskaven Bepoyel, but Teuche Dei Dibbo decided to add it on, so the Teuche Dei Dibbo Kotten, he could add it on. Now the Gemara says, which Teuche Dei Dibbo doesn't he hold of? Kedei Shailas Talmud Lerav. Beweis doch ois, there's such a concept that a Talmud can give Shalom to Rebbe. Faktoiseris Vahoda Oma Bepeirik Tvilas HaShachar, Hanoisin Sholem, Vamarzer Sholem, Leraboi Goyrem Leshchine, Shetistalek Me Yisrael. So, weißt du, you're not allowed to give Sholem to Rebbe. And here the Gemara says that there's a concept of Noisin of Nesine Sholem from a Talmud to Rebbe. So Taisva says, Einik Shanoisin Sholem, Leraboi Kamoy Lechavere. No. Pshad is, if he says Shalom Aleichem, he says to the Rebbe, the same Shalom Aleichem that he says to his friend, he says to the Rebbe, Shalom Alecha. That is Goyrim L'shchina Shetistalek Mi'Yisrael. K'may Shalom Alei Shalom Alecha. But if he said it with Moire and Kovit, Shalom Alecha, Rebbe Yomoiri, Rebbe, some Emele, then there's no problem whatsoever. Then it's mutter. Then you're allowed to say, and that's it. The Pekat Nagamore tells us there's two types of nuschois. There's a nusach of the Shailas Sholem Mirav le Talmud, and that's Sholem Alecha. And that Shailas Sholem should never be said by a Talmud l'Rav. And if he says it, so Memele becomes buddies with his Rebbe, and Memele, so he's going to shinish it, he's talk misro. But if it's said properly, Sholem Alecha, Rebbe, or Rebbe Yomairi, then this is permissible. Frektoisves, so akaponim, it comes out that one is permitted to be nice and shalom l'rabbi if he says it in a proper oifen. He says, shalom alecha rabbi yomai. So now Toisves has a problem. V'hod ha'oma b'perik ha'bekive, klum yesh eved shenoisen shalom l'rabbi. A very interesting gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu came up l'morim, and he finds the Rabbein Shalom is Kaisha Ksorim and the Oishis. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say anything. Frek the Rabbein Shalom, you come from a place, you don't give Shalom? Come up, I'm doing something. Why did the Rabbein Shalom pine it to Moshe Rabbeinu? Why didn't Bimkoim Chai Naisnim Shalom? So Moshe Rabbeinu answered, Klum yesh eved she noisen shalom l'rabbi. Why else we give shalom? But eved l'rabbi to give shalom. So weiss doch eis from the Gemara, you don't give shalom l'rabbi. And here we just had a Gemara that you do give shalom. You're good, yeah, there's a proper nusach how to say, shem alecha rabbi yomairi. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu stein? So Zaktoisvis, no, if they medite the Gemara, eved shani, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "She'emas Rabbi Olam Shemini Nelitin Lo Shalom." No. A Talmud l'Rabbi, then you say Shalom Alecha Rabbi Yomairi. An Eved l'Rabbi, you're petrified. You don't say anything. So Lemaise, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to Rabbi Shalom, Moshe was an Eved Hashem, was an Eved l'Rabbi. So Memele, an Eved l'Rabbi, there's no concept of Nesina Shalom. So Taisvis weiter, ki les lei l'Rab Yosi k'dei shaylis Talmud l'Rab. So the Gemara answers that Rab Yosi, who holds, Itaka holds, Taich k'dei dibo k'dibo domi, that's afke by shaylis Rab l'Talmud. But shaylis Talmud l'Rab, that time span, that he doesn't hold. Tame. So we have over here, we had a machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim. The Chachamim Bechlal didn't hold of Teich Kedei Dibbo. Rabbi Yosi held Teich Kedei Dibbo, and that's Tavke by Shailas Rav Le Talmud. Or by Shailas Talmud Le Rav, no one holds. Frek Toisves, the Rav Achim, Idifti, the Oma Per Kamed, the Malkis, the Perik, Shvu, Saedis, Teich Kedei Dibbo, Kedei Shailas Talmud Le Rav. Anushir. Keman, the Rabbon and Leslu Klal Kedei Dibbo. After look at Kedei Dibbo Kotten. Because that's a machloikas we hear on the medallu between Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosi, Nami, Ketalmud, Larab, Moide, the Lav, Kedibu, Domi. And all of a sudden, Rav Achad, Medivti, said, Teich, Kedei Dibbo, Kedibu, Domi, full of Shailas, Talmud, Larab. Via Shloima, so Teisva says, you're 100% right. There is, you're right, Rabbi Yosi, doesn't hold of such teichnei dibo. The chachamim avad the givist don't hold of such a teichnei dibo. So what's pshat in Ravache? Ravache the sovolo ke beraise the misha oma hareini nozer the shama chaveiroi va'oma va'ani. In this beraise says, and he said a teichnei dibo, and the beraise says, what's teichnei dibo? Shalom aleichem ayir berebi. So it's very interesting. So he says, Rav Achim Edipti found a Bereise in Nozir, and he paskin like this Bereise. He paskin like this Bereise. Fine. And then Taisva says, V'chein Hilchese, and we paskin like Rav Achim. The Teuche de Dibbo ke Dibbo Domi, V'ochi paskin Hilchese ben Adon Perik Bas, the Teuche de Dibbo ke Dibbo Domi, Chutz me Megadda, V'oibid Domi, Dizor, Mekadosh, Megarish, und er war viel über die Scheiles Talmud le Rav, kere Schlokisch und Rebache, de Makis und de Schwurz Eides. Fein. So la Loche, we don't pass na Rav Yosi in Al-Kirchoma, we pass na Rav Achim, this Bereise Mesech des Nos. Now, there's a very interesting Rabbeinu Tam. Now, how did we... Now, if we would learn this Gemara, there's a concept of Teich Kedei Dibbo, is it considered, I'm in the middle of speaking, I stopped, I'm starting again. There's a din Teich Kedei Dibbo, you could be Chayza, you could explain what you meant, you could add on. We have here a machloikis, a meiroim, what the shir is. So we would learn shat, what should they say, 2 seconds, 5 seconds, instead of giving the shir in seconds, they said that the shir was Shalom Alecha, Meir Rebbe. The Rabbi Netam said, Amir Dikish Tiktayre. Rabbi Netam said, no, the Shalom Alecha Rebbe, or Meir, that you can have, because not some of they picked a longer shir, and you can be choiser, since we have a longer shir. Rabbi Netam said, Amir Dikish Tiktayre. Rabbi Netam said, "Vashir kedei shayla sholem Talmud l'Rab meforish Rabbi Netam da'ainu time." So means Rabbi Netam said a merdi kazach. Rabbi Netam said meikar adin the shir is kedei shaylas Rab l'Talmud. That's the shir sholem alecha if it happened in the shir, so it could be chayzer. Thus, sholem alecha Talmud l'Rab is too big a time span. Really, what it says in our sugi is right, Taki. Rabbi Yosi was 100% right. He had a big time span. Novos. The hainu time, l'chsha'od ha'meyed edis, ha'meyedik ha'meyis, a person will say edis, o'y oisik b'mekech ha'memka, v'chaveir o'y noisin lo'yishol, ha'meyedik ha'zach, he's in the middle of saying edis, I'm up the meyse, he's in the middle of saying edis in Bezen, and all of a sudden, this chave comes over to him, or the Rebbe comes over to him, Yankel, Shalom Aleichem. The Rebbe, he's in the middle of saying Eidus. So, look to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi, Here's a big dilemma over here. He has to ignore the dying, and he has to go and answer him. The Gemara says, shalom bein marzir, and he doesn't answer him, nikra gazlin. Ha'oni bebotechem. What's that, gzeilis ha'oni? So the stoop shot, the mother says, gzeilis ha'oni, gzeilis ha'aniya. He didn't answer him. That's a gazlin. He gave you shalom, and you ignore him? That's gzeilis ha'aniya. I'd rather say, gzeilis ha'oni, what can you steal from an oni? He can't say, he doesn't have what to steal from. Zeilis ha'oni means, but he gave you shalom, and you didn't answer him. That is a gezel of an oni. So, me'mele, amur dikizach. So this person has a tremendous problem. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam created a scenario. He's saying Eidus in his middle of a kinyan. He's not sure yet if he wants to make a kinyan, doesn't want to make a kinyan. And so, and the Rebbe comes over to him, of all things in the middle of this, he gives him Shalom Aleichem. He's mechuyev, he has to say Shalom Aleichem. Rebbe Yomer, he has to say this. I mean, he can't ignore the Rebbe. He has to answer him right away. So Memele, so he has to answer him, so now he's up the creek, but he said something, now he really wants to change his mind, but it will say Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe Yomeri, so it's too late, he wants to change his mind by the Mekach, he wants to change his mind by, so Chazal made a takone, Nebuch, to help this person in this predicament, so they made a takone, that you could be still choizel, you'll be yoitze, you'll be frum, we solve all problems, you answer your Rebbe, and then you go and tell the dime, you know, I want to correct something. Mardikazach. Lakain tiknu chachomim. Shaloyi ezechoshev hefsik. This is not a hefsik, this is a takonis chachomim. So it seems in the Beit Tami Iker Adin, our sugi is 100% right. That the gather of Teichle Dibu is Shalom Alecha. Shailas Chav Latalmud. That's my Iker Adin. But they were afraid of problems which could arise. So Memele, they made a takone that you answer the Rebbe and you still are capable of retracting or adding on to what you said till now. Remuchach benozer, the kama tuv loishavkis ravcha letalmud. Most of such a lotion, so a Talmud doesn't have a psanetze. That's what they had to be misakin. The schus chazore or hisof and teich de dibo. Miu beperik basra de nedorim emis yashiv tam ze le inyin kriye. The chesove and seems teisis lom shate, it's also speaking about teich de dibo of shom of Talmud l'rav. There's a meridike gemore there. The gemore says as follows. The chesove or shemes, a person was standing by a mace, that is chayv l'kroya olof, And he was under the impression he died already. He stopped breathing. No, he stopped breathing. He's standing by a mace. He's a kohen. The korah. He took kriya. Va'acha kach mace. But he was still alive. He died a little later. State im mace toich kedei dibo yotza yedei kriya. If he died toich kedei dibo, so samayra de kezach. He died toich kedei dibo, so we considered it wasn't kerei al mace. It was kerei al achai. But seems there's a lomdis that teich ledibah is a loch of basachas. It seems the lochayre is a loch of basachas. And there's a loch of basachas. So we consider he was kriya after he died. Vimlav lo yotzi de kriya. Vahosa my shayir shirze. So lochayre teisis kasha is, could be, it seems over there we're speaking about a fellow teich ledibah of kdei. I mean, if we're speaking about today, Shailas, Rav LeTalmud, could be Tais understood the Gemara, could be he has a din of Basachas. But there it's speaking about the Teich de Dibor that we hold, Kediba Domi is filled by Shailas Talmud LeRav. Vishem Oleinian Kriya Hikilu, he says the Mitzvah's Kriya, could be Zon Yad Rabbonon, they wanted to be Mashve Midoiseyem. I mean, Lechayre, Taisvus means to say, that even though the shir of Tei Talmud L'Rav is not applicable by this halacha, but Hishvu Midaisayim, and they were makel that it's considered basachas the Gabi Kriya, which seems as Adarabonon, so they were Mekel. Now we'll start a new sugya, which the sugya says ends on Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph, toward by the end of the Amid. We'll start it now. We have to. There are Shverikaiten, the sugya as the sugya progresses, but we have to first go through the whole sugya in order to. Then Beis Hashem will go over it to understand Klal the sugya. But we have to first learn through the sugya. Amar Rav, Eidim Shehukrishu Ulebesoif Huzmu. Nerogim, that means Eidim said, Ruven Horak Shimon. They said, Ruven Horak Shimon. Then two other Eidim come and say, Ruven did not kill Shimon. Ruven did not kill Shimon. It's the Makrish time. Ruven did not kill Shimon. Then two other Eidim come and say, how could you, to the first cut, how could you say that Reuven killed Shimon? You went Florida then. How could you say Reuven killed Shimon? So, that means that before we were mazim them, their Eidus wasn't functioning anymore, because we were makrish them. That means if the Seder was, Kat Aleph came to Bezin and said, Reuven killed Shimon, Bezin made a Gemar Din, so Reuven is Chayev Misa. Finished, that's the Gemar Din. Now, after this Gemar Din, Kat Beis comes to Bezin, what? Reuven killed Shimon. Reuven didn't kill Shimon. Reuven was someplace else. Reuven did not kill Shimon. So we're Makrish Kat Aleph. So what will Bezin do now? Not, we won't kill him anymore. I mean, Kat Aleph said Reuven killed Shimon. Kat Beis said Reuven did not kill Shimon. Right? So we won't kill him anymore. So the Gemar Din on Misa is now not applicable anymore. We will not kill Reuven anymore because the Eidim are Mukrish. Now, Kat Gimel comes and says, "And Kat Al, how could you ever say that Reuven killed Shimon? You were in Florida with us then." So Mamela, so the Shaila is, since the Shas Azome, their Eidus in the Gemar Din that they had accomplished was not functioning anymore, they were slugged up already, is there an Oynish Azome if B'Shas Azome they were already Mukrish from another Kat? Amar Rav, Eidim Shehukrishu Ulebesoif Uzmu Nerogim. Who killed them? That means you found out that the shakronim. I mean, every azome you'll find. A liar sheker ain lo raglayim. So every azome it starts with a hakroshe. You find that they're liars, and then until we'll find out that they weren't even there. I mean, the sheker was so far they weren't even there. But on kaponim, the hakroshe does not take away ein shei azome. That's what Rav said. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi, Sheukrishu Ulebesoif Huzmu Nerogim. Uchshenigmar Adin Alpiyem. Uchshenigmar Adin Alpiyem. Koinem Shukrishu. First was a Gemar Din. Omra Rav, Shimloi Nigmar Adin Adayin. If there's no Gemar Din, Afilo Huzmu Mitchile, Ein Nerogim. Afilo we mazim them first. Shein Eidem Zoymim Nerogim, Ad Shigamar Adin. Bahochi metuk me besayfe de schmeiken, kein da osso bei drei vomri hochi, u pas, posak nur le dina apumayu. So was ich speaking about, there was a gmardin, and then later, shehukrishu. Schneim oimrim horak, u schneim oimrim loi horak. U le besayf husmu, shebo katschlishis, vo omro imonu heyisem nerogim. So Rove says, we will kill the first cat. Akrosha Trilas Azome. Now Omar Rove Mino Aminalo. How do I know? Omar Rove Mino Aminalo. So Rove says, I'll bring you a raya. The raya, at the first look, it's very difficult. But let's see what the raya is. The sanya. Me'idanu be'ish ploini shesimo es ein avdoi, behipil es shinoi. Two Eidim come to Bezin, and say that the Odin first took out an eye from his Eved, and then he took out a tooth from the Eved. Now, before we go in, there's a dispute on this, but let's just say what the halacha is. The halacha is that an Eved becomes a Ben Chayrim when with Bashem Ba'ayin, so the eye was taken out, so it becomes a Ben Chayrim automatically, and for the tooth he has to pay. Now he has to pay him for the tooth. Now he's a Ben Chayrim already. He took out a tooth from a Ben Chayrim, he has to pay. Now it says further, Sherei HaRav Oymekein, and the Rav agrees with this, V'nimtso Zoymemim, and now they were mazim them, Mishalmim Dmei Ayin Le'evet. So they paid Dmei Ayin Le'evet. Now this is very, very unclear. So the Gemara says, Hey Chidomi, what's the case? Ilema, if we'll say, we won't add any words, we'll say whatever it says in the Baraisa happened. Ilema kidiktoni, the leka kat achim. So let's see what happened over here. Two Adam came, said, Hippel, Einoi, Vishinoi. That's what the first kat said. So Memela, they're saying, you Odin, you have to, your Eved is Meshuche, you lost an Eved, and you have to pay him for the shame. Then they were mazim them. You weren't here, you were in Florida, you never saw anything. So the Baraisa says they pay the Eved the Meishinoi. So this is terrible. If you are mazim them, and that's the only thing that happened, so without them, without their Edis, the Eved belongs to the Yodain. By them saying, Hippel, Sima Eseinoi, he lost an Eved. By saying, Hippel Ashinoi, they said he had to pay money to the Eved. They buried the Eved. They were mazim them. So with their aidus, they were machayev the Odin two things. He lost an Eved and he has to pay for a shame. And the Baraisa says, you don't worry about the Eved whatsoever. You don't worry about the Odin whatsoever. Nebuch, the Eved, they're gonna pay the Mei Einoi. So well, they made the Eved free and they have to pay him the Mei Einoi also. So it's very difficult to understand. So the Gemara says, Hey Chidomi, Ilema Kedektoni, if we'll say, we'll assume the Baraisa is speaking about the way we say the words, Teleka Katachine, there was only these Eidim and the Eidim that were mazim them, Mishalmim Dmei Ayin Le'Eved, they have to, number one, it says they have to pay the Dmei Ayin Le'Eved, Boso de mafkile lecheres de me einoi kaboy shlumi. They said he goes out lecheres, which was not true. Muamazim them, they have to pay him yet. They made him a ben chayrim, and they have to pay him yet for de me einoi. They said he went out lecheres with the ayin. Va'oit. And all the baraisa says that they have to pay the eved. De me kule eved l'rav boy l'shlumi. They have to pay the Rav for the Eved. They said that he was Sima Seinoi, and he goes out Lecheiris, who were Mazim them, so he wanted to be Mavsid the Rabboi, and they were Mazim them. V'oid, in the third question, Shrei HaRav Oymekein, the Barai says the Rav is very happy with what they're saying. HaRav Minichalei, the Rav is happy with what they're saying. These are the only Edim which are saying that such a thing happened, and he's losing tremendously because of them. Elola. So Rava said, in order for us to understand this Baraisa, we have to understand there's one Bava which we have to stick in, and then the Baraisa will flow. The Maisa was as follows. Kegain da osu beitrei, which this is not mentioned in the Baraisa, but this we have to say. Speaking about as follows. The osu beitrei va'omri hippel ashinoi sima esenoi. First two Edim came, and they said, it was hippel ashinoi sima esenoi. The boy le mesib le harab de me enoi. They said as follows. He became a ben choyren when he was mapel his tooth. Now he owes him for an eye. So memele, the first cut Edim say, that the Odin has to pay him for the eye, which is which is pretty expensive. Va'asu beitrei mitziyoi. We'll see later in the sugya speaking about that the second one came before the Gemar Din. The second one came before the Gemar Din. And they said, Einoi v'hodo shinoi. And they said, no, the Seder was fakelt. First Einoi and then shinoi. The Leiber, so what are they saying? So I agree with what the first cat said, that he goes out l'cheres, that's for sure. But he doesn't have to pay him for an ayin, he has to pay him for a shame. The Leiber, le meisav le elo de meishinoi. He only has to pay him the meishinoi. The kamakrish elohu kamoi limitzioi. And the kamoi are being makrish to mitzioi. The kamoi say it was the mei. Einoi. Vahainu sharei harab oima came. And now it's very good. Sharei harab oima came. V'nichalei b'mai de kamri. He's very happy with the second cat. Because the second cat is saying he only owes for a shame. Uketon even in tzozoimimin, and it says they were mazim the second kath. Mitziyi mishalmin the mei ayin levet. Were mazim the second kath, they paid the mei ayin levet. Shma mino hakroshe trilas hazomi. So Memela, so Rove said that if, yet say this is the story, there's one line from the Baraisa that's missing. So you have to say that the story was first there came Edim that said, Hippol Shinoi Vesima Seinoi. Then these Edim came in Setfakert. They said, Sima Einoi Vipol Shinoi. And then they were Mazim them. And they have to pay even though they were Mukrish from the first cut. They were Mukrish from the first cut. And let us see Rashi. Shesim is an avdoi v'yotza l'cheres. V'acha kach hippa l'shinoi. Rabbi didn't know the main shinoi. Sheirei harab oima kein. Kloima de nichile l'rab v'sadusa dahani. L'kama meforish mei nechusa. Because the bar we didn't know that there was a previous cut. Shma mino akroshe tchilas hazomi. The lav tchilas hazomi ma'achar shabot la iduson v'yisbo din hazomi. Now, we'll just have to know, and we'll stop with this. This Rashi is Shreklach Shver. Because the Gemara is going to say, and the Fayindalad Amid Aleph, in the Seif of the Amid, according to Rove, the story is as follows. What's the story according to Rove? First, Edim came and said, the first cat said, Hippol Shinoi Sima Es Einoi. Right? It wasn't the Gemara Din yet. Then the second cat said, the second cat said, Simas Einai Vehippo Shinai. Now, what did Bezdin do now? So you know what Bezdin did? Bezdin said like this. I hear from both of them that he's a Ben Chayil. So, that's no Shail. How much does he owe him? So the first cat said he owes him for an ayin. The second cat says he owes him for a shame. Yes, but so, you know what we'll paskin? Izich owes him for a shame, because... So we paskin like the second cat. That's the story. The Gemara says this later. And then they were mazim then. So it says they have to pay the mei ayin to the eved. So Rava said, but they were mukrish from the first cat. So the problem is, sure they were mukrish from the first cat, but the hakrosh of the first cat did not in any way deter us from accepting the edus of the second cat. We paskin like the second cat. He paskin the oz the may shame. So where do you see akrosh atchilas hazomet? This is a tremendous problem. And Rashi says, the ilav atchilas hazomet miachash abot lo idusom. Why was abot lo idusom? Mis bodin hazomet, so you see akrosh atchilas hazomet.